Good morning. Good to see you. How have you been since our last session?
Good, thank you. Busy week, but you know how that is.
I do. Reviewing my notes here, we agreed that we were going to try to deal with the root cause of your problem, which you felt was something that happened to you when you were at school?
Yes. I can't really remember much of that whole year, but I know it was something that happened at home around the time of my SATs. So if I could go back there, maybe it would jog my memory.
Very well. Have you ever been regressed before?
No. Is it much different than the trances I've been in before?
A little. It's deeper, and if we're successful, you should relive the memories we access, but from a detached perspective.
Okay, that sounds fine.
In that case, if you'd like to get settled on the couch, can I take your coat? Thank you.
Okay, all set. Phone's off and everything.
Excellent. Thank you. Just as we usually do, we're going to start off with breathing and relaxation. I want you to clear your mind as much as you can and concentrate on the sound of my voice. As I speak, I want you to start breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a nice, clean breath now. That's good. And breathe out. As you do, feel a little of that tension leave your body.
That feels so good.
Excellent. You'll find a little more tension leaves your body with each breath. Notice how it starts leaving your neck and shoulders first, and with each breath, the tension eases all over you, each muscle group becoming lighter and more relaxed. Now you'll find it's easy and natural to breathe in for a count of two, and then exhale for a similar count of time. Each of those breaths now causes a greater amount of tension to leave your body. Can you feel that? Good. Well done. By now, you should be mostly relaxed. Can you feel how pleasantly heavy your limbs are?
Feels good.
Excellent. You're doing very well. Nice and relaxed now, I want you to imagine that you're walking into a movie theatre. It's mostly empty, so you find it quick and easy to buy your ticket and select your favourite drinks and snacks from the concession stand. When you're ready, you can hand your ticket to the usher.
I like the movies.
That's good. Today you're seeing a favourite film. It's a special showing. You enter the screening room at the top of the stairs. Your seat is a good one, right in the middle. As you descend the steps to reach your row, I want you to relax more deeply. Take a step now and feel your breathing slow and your eyes become heavy. On the next step, you'll start to feel warm and comfortable. The theatre is at the perfect temperature for you. Let's go down another step now and feel your mind clear of whatever has been bothering you today. One more step now. This is your row. Move along it until you find your seat. Nice and relaxed, take a moment to arrange your belongings. There's plenty of space. Take your seat, and as you sit, feel the last of your daily concerns leave you. Comfortable?
Yes, very.
Fix that firmly in your mind now. Watch as it counts down to 9. The lower the number, the more deeply relaxed you will be until we reach 0. 8. And your eyes are very heavy. 7. Warm and safe. And comfortable here now. 6. Slipping deeper into relaxation. 5. Limbs pleasantly heavy. 4. Settled and relaxed. 3. On the very edge of sleep now. 2. Mind quiet, breathing calmly and deeply. 1. And sleep. Now that you're relaxed and sleeping peacefully, you will find that the images on the screen depict your life. We can rewind to any point that you want to visit, and you can experience those memories with great clarity. Can you tell me which memories you want to focus on?
I think it's something to do with my father and my SAT scores. Something happened, and I can't really remember what it was.
I see. You would be how old at this time?
17 to 18.
Look at the movie screen now. Let it take up all of your attention. It's currently showing you laying on my couch, hands folded on your chest, peaceful and calm. Now imagine that by gesturing with your left hand, you can make the scene rewind. Wave your left hand to do that. The faster you wave, the quicker time rewinds. Make the scene rewind until the day you got your SAT scores.
Okay, I'm doing that.
You'll have a strong instinct to stop when you reach the appropriate stage of your life. When that happens, simply drop your hand to your lap and you should see your chosen moments on the screen.
I can't. I stopped. But everything is all fuzzy and grey.
Okay. Staying nice and relaxed, picture the day that you want to revisit. Bring the memory to mind as clearly as you can and try again. Is there a problem?
It's not working. I can't see anything.
I see. Let's close the curtain on the movie screen for a moment. Deeply asleep now, please. Good, well done. From now onwards, you'll be able to access this state of mind when I snap my fingers and tell you, sleep. If you're standing when I do this, you will remain standing. You'll balance safely and be absolutely fine. I'm going to count down from 3 now, and when we reach 0, you'll be wide awake and feeling refreshed. Okay?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1. Wide awake now. How are you feeling?
I feel good. Really rested. But that didn't work, did it?
No. It seems as though you've blocked that memory. There are techniques we can use to access memories like that, but I need you to consent to my using them. They're a lot more interactive, and you can never tell what sort of memories will be stirred up.
Give me whatever I need to sign in a pen. I need to get this out in the open, at least in my mind. I want to know what I've blocked. My counselor says I can't move on forward until I do, and I really need to get past whatever it is that's wrecking my life.
Sure, it's just... Oh, here you go. Sign there. One of the techniques involves multiple sessions and is very slow and careful. The other gets faster results, but can be a lot more personal.
How do you mean personal?
I would take a role in your memory. Essentially, we would act out the memories leading up to the moment you're trying to access, in the hope that this opens the memory up to you. Of course, you're always in charge and can end things any time you want if you feel it's getting too intense.
It sounds like the second one is the one we need. I don't want to spend any more time on this than I already have. I haven't spoken about this before, but this blocked memory has affected my relationship with my husband, and it's starting to erode my confidence, too. Here, I've signed the form.
Thank you. Do you have any clear memories of the event you want to visit at all?
I remember the journey home, and thinking that I wanted to tell my father about my SAT scores. I was nervous and excited. He was always busy around that time. He had a lot of business interests. He spent days and nights in his study. He was never the easiest man to reach or speak to anyway.
We can do this. Settle back onto the couch. I'm going to return you to a trance state and we'll make a start. So, sleep. Now, tell me where you are.
On the bus home from school. I snuck out early, so I'm the only kid on the bus right now.
Does your school have a dress code?
It has a uniform right up until graduation.
I see. Were you wearing that uniform?
Yes.
When you look down at your body, you're going to see yourself as you were at that age. You'll see the uniform and all of the details around you just as you remember them from the time. When you reach the front door of your house, our little dramatization will begin. Do you understand clearly?
Yes.
If at any time things become uncomfortable, or you experience a trauma, a memory of trauma, you can end the trance at any time by clapping. Have I made everything clear to you?
Clap if I want things to stop. I understand. And I'm at the door now.
I want you to walk yourself over to the front door, completely leave your new self there. The confident woman stays put. You can collect her later. You're exactly who you were at 17. My charming daughter, home from boarding school, to show me all her hard work has paid off. Shall we begin?
Daddy, my SAT scores are in.
What have I told you about knocking? This wild streak you come back with at the end of every term will cease. Do I make myself abundantly clear, young lady?
Sorry, Daddy. I was just excited.
Well, since you're here now, how's my girl?
Good. So good, in fact, I just parted school early to show you why. Oh, now, sorry I didn't knock, but when you see, when you hear, you'll understand.
Left school early? Is that so?
But, Daddy, everyone did it. Scores were in. Everyone, even Angela.
And are you everyone? If Angela did it, then my God, must you as well? Honestly, girl, you try my patience. You are my daughter. A representation of me. What you do matters. Do you think my father... What do you think my father would have done if I had left school early? He would have smacked that silly idea right out of me. That or I wouldn't have been able to sit down for a week.
No. Please, not that. You can't.
Oh, I can't. Is that right? I can't bend you over my knee and spank you. Right here. Right now. Funny. I think I can. And rest assured, if it wasn't for your SATs, that's exactly what I'd be doing right now.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Come here, girl. Those scores are positively wonderful.
Thank you, Daddy. I worked so hard on them. I even missed winter ball to cram.
My pretty girl missed winter ball. What a shame. Who was the lucky boy taking you?
Chad Waters. Oh, Daddy, he's so dreamy. You must be extra proud of me. I missed out on a fun night to excel. Yeah?
Is that so? You think my feelings of pride hinge on the fact that you passed exams due to skipping a night of snogging with that boy? Yes, love. I'm very proud of you. I'm sorry Daddy got grumpy. It's just, I'm so pleased with you.
Thank you.
Besides, no one is good enough for you. You think that silly boy could make you feel as good as I do? He's beneath you. He would never be as pleased with you as I am, as Daddy is.
I know, Daddy, but it's not like I can take you to winter ball. So, you're proud of me then?
Didn't I answer that already, young lady?
Yes, Daddy.
Do you want me to show you? Is that a yes? You want Daddy to show you?
Not like that, Daddy. Won't Mommy be mad?
Mommy? Oh, Mommy. Mommy is off doing something, Princess. We needn't worry ourselves with her. You don't think she'd approve of me doting on you?
Well, I guess. I just don't want Mommy to be mad at us, Daddy. She was the last time. I guess I... Daddy!
What's the matter? Oh, yes. Well, you think you can wriggle around on my lap without Daddy getting, without me being overcome with pride?
Daddy, it's very tingly. Let me fix it.
Show me where. Wait a minute. Why are you not wearing panties? Naughty girl. No matter. You've just made it easier for me.
Right there, Daddy.
Doesn't that feel good? I'd say by your reaction it does. Don't you want me to show you how proud I am of you, love? Well, do you? You know if you don't answer, Daddy will decide for you.
That feels so much better. Yes, please.
Your little admirer hasn't touched you here, right? You know I'd be cross if anyone but me had.
No, Daddy. I don't let anybody touch me here but you. It only feels good when you touch me there, Daddy.
I wonder. For such good marks, perhaps my brilliant girl deserves something extra special. Do you want Daddy to kiss you?
Yes, I love your kisses.
No, a kiss down there.
Oh, I've never had a kiss there. What if I don't like it?
Only one way to find out, my love. Stand beside the chair. Now, sit in my chair and leave your legs down. Get comfortable. Now, Daddy is going to give you a real kiss. Stay very still.
Daddy. Oh, my. Daddy, please. I want...
No. Tell me exactly what you want me to do. Daddy will do nothing till you tell him what you need.
I want you to fuck me. Please, Daddy. I want you to fuck me like you fuck Mommy. I need to feel you inside me. I'm old enough for you to fill my holes now. Please, Daddy.
And Daddy wants to fill you so badly. You deserve it, my good girl.
Daddy, your cock is so big. I don't think it will fit, Daddy.
It can, and it will. Let me show you.
Oh, Daddy, it's so good. So, so good. Oh, please fuck your good girl, Daddy. Please.
Tell Daddy how that feels, Princess. Can you feel how proud I am of you?
Oh, it's so good. So full. I love your cock inside me, Daddy. I feel so whole. You're proud of me.
I am. You're my good girl.
Daddy.
Yeah.
I want you to come inside me,
Daddy. Yes, I want that. God, yeah.
I want to be a good girl for you.
Such a good girl.
I know that Mommy doesn't fuck you like this, Daddy.
Nothing like this.
Please fill me harder, Daddy.
Like this? Such a good girl. I love how you take it. Yes, I am. Very close now.
Fill me with your cum, Daddy. I love it when you come inside.
Because you ask so nicely.
Daddy, look how proud of you.
I'm
so proud of you for coming inside me. Show me how proud you are of me.
I am so proud of you. Now, you know how much Daddy loves you. How proud I am. No one will ever love you like me. Like Daddy can. You know that?
Yes, Daddy. Thank you.
You're welcome. I will always fill you when I'm proud. You understand that? That's your place as my daughter. Are you tired, my love?
I am, but I don't want to move. I don't want to go to my room.
Do you want to sleep with Daddy tonight?
Please. Yes, I want that.
Very well. That can happen. In a moment, I will count backwards from three, and at one, you will be wide awake, nice and refreshed, with no memory of these events. 3, 2, 1. Wide awake now.
I always feel so relaxed after these sessions. Did anything happen?
I'm afraid not. We weren't able to recover any memories, but I think we're getting closer.
Well, that's okay. I really appreciate the effort you're making. I admit, I'm a little frustrated at stalling again. Do you think we're making progress?
We have to be very careful not to corrupt what memories you have, and of course we need to make sure you don't encounter trauma unprepared. Slow and steady wins this race. See my receptionist for your next appointment.
Okay. See you next week.
Yep, see you next week. All right. And don't forget, receptionist on the way out. All right, good. Bye-bye. Right. There's my recorder gone. Here we go. Here we are. Right. I can never tell whether this thing's running. Let's just assume that it is. Yep, good. So, patient notes on patient V. Subject is progressing as per last week. We have repeated the same experiences. Things continue apace. Note to self. I am really going to have to uncover a memory or two before she gets frustrated and goes to a different therapist. If anyone else gets hold of her, it simply won't matter how much her father is paying me to hide the truth.